Good morning. I promise you he's here. You are not stuck with me boring you to death all morning long, I promise. He'll be here shortly. We have a couple announcements this morning. But first, I'm really excited about our community dinner that's going to be Friday. It's a free community dinner. You're all invited to come. It's another outreach program that we are reaching out to the community. We were never meant to focus inward, always outward. Jesus commanded us to go out and make disciples of all nations. This is one, just another way that we can do this by doing a free community dinner. And this is by reaching out to everybody else then. My next very excitable thing that I'm all excited about is we have renamed our contemporary service for Saturdays. And it is now the first United Methodist Church of Irwin's Worship Cafe. And for the summer, we are doing Sizzling Saturdays. That means food, music, and the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's Saturday night, and that's at 6 o'clock. I invite each and every single one of you to come out, but more importantly, I ask that you invite people to come out. Some people don't like traditional service. Some people like contemporary service, and I ask that you invite them. Now, our worship host has other announcements that may have done, but let me open up with prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear God, today is Memorial Service Weekend. Today we honor those who committed the ultimate sacrifice so that we could sit here in this church today and worship you in our own way. While we prepare this weekend to enjoy friends, family, barbecues, we ask that you also lay onto our hearts that we take just a moment, just a brief second, and thank those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. God, we ask that you bring the Holy Spirit into us today. Infuse us with your word, that we can enjoy each other with open minds and open hearts as we prepare for service. In your name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. See, I promised you he was coming, right?
Are we going to do the passing first?
Peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
As you're making your way back to your seats, I will highlight some announcements. One that Pastor just reminded me, June 9th is Pentecost. We're going to wear red. There will be a breakfast that morning. The youth are doing it's for everybody, but the youth are going to do the breakfast that morning, and we're decorating for Pentecost this Friday. It's in the bulletin. All these announcements are in the bulletin, but I'll go ahead and highlight some. excuse me. I think it's at 6 o'clock this Wednesday evening. The work trip, Jack and Patty are going to talk about the work trip, but we are collecting non-perishable food items. And it says by next Sunday, June 9th, but next Sunday is the 2nd. So when do you want the food? Okay, thanks. There are other announcements, and they're all, again, in the bulletin. Camp, ladies' women's retreat is in August. There's information about that in the bulletin at Camp Allegheny, and there is a speaker, Lou Ann Baker, who is awesome. There's a work trip meeting. I'm sure Jack will highlight that as well. The online directory, there's still information in the bulletin regarding our online directory. Graduation Sunday is next Sunday. So if you know of a student graduating from high school, trade school, or college, please pass their info on. United Methodist women are invited, all the ladies of the church, for the end of the year picnic on June 10th. The men's group are having a work day in June, meeting on Tuesday, June 11th. And there's information regarding the Stitch in Faith ministry, Enhanced to Work, Hearts to God. And oh, Pentecost direct decorating. Yeah, that's at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And welcome all. If there are any visitors here, we offer a special welcome to you. Please remember, everybody, to sign the red registration book at the end of the pew. Pass it on so the ushers can pick that information up. And I think that'll do it. Jack, thank you.
It's okay. Morning, church. I'd like to thank Tom for filling in for me last week. Our family celebrated our oldest grandson's confirmation into the church up in Ingomar, United Methodist Church, last Sunday. So it was a special day for us. We just want to try and keep you up to date with where we're at with regards to the work trip. And the announcement that's in the bulletin about the food bags, that will happen next week. That's when Patty comes up and talks to you, and you will find those food bags. They will be in the fellowship hall, in the assembly room for your taking, if there are any left. I know the service has been gypped out of the opportunity to do that because the other services have taken all the bags. But we appreciate and continue to appreciate your prayers and your support for this ministry. As of May, we had received, and as of last week, just under $800 going toward building materials and scholarships for work team members. And I'd like to share a praise with you that since then, our total has grown to $2,230. You people are amazing. In keeping with that theme, the form that you find in your bulletin, it was done before we knew exactly what God had intended us to do. We thought we were going to be putting a room addition on, and God had other plans for us. He thought it'd be best for us to put a roof over Susie Cross's home to try and keep the rain from coming through the roof. And that's what we're going to be doing. So, when you look at this form and it says drywall sheets, windows, and doors, none of that is needed for a roof over. If you have already filled out one of these forms and you have chosen drywall, doors, or windows, that money will go toward the 24 trusses that it takes to cover this trailer. We will honor the names that you have asked chosen, and if it's your name or a loved one's name, and those will be placed on the trusses. We also know that somewhere along the line, it's going to say, "In God we trust." It happens every time we do one of these roof overs. We ask that you continue to keep this in your prayers. The support of this church for this ministry has been overwhelming and continues to be that way. Makes Patty and I proud to be a member here. And just to let you know, this isn't just our church that goes down. We have five churches represented. And this year, our pastor Ron is going to be going with us, trying to understand all what goes on with this work trip. And perhaps, God willing, it may become another youth group trip next year, in addition to what we would be doing. And that would be wonderful. We also will have Pastor Jay, who is coming from the Portersville area, and he's also interested in trying to understand what their church may be able to do on their own as opposed to teaming up with us. And that's how we got started. Patty and I came from Port View. Port View, when we left to come here, to be our church, a woman named Nancy DiNardo said, "Jack, it It's up to you now to have your new church go to Philippi. I say, ain't never going to happen. Well, you know what you say when you say to God, that ain't never going to happen. Yeah, it happened. And we are so blessed. You have blessed many people over the years. And we ask you that you continue to support this ministry. We will keep you up to date. I hope to have on our new on our poster the new estimate, now that I have more information about the fact that Susie's church family is going to supply the metal roofing, $1,000 worth of materials, folks, for us to be able to put this roof on. Also have a church member of hers that's going to be able to drill 10 of the 14 holes that are required to put this roof over. So we have been blessed, and again, thank you so much. God bless you.
Before we open our hearts and minds to our worship, let's go and recite twice through our memory verse for May. Follow along with me in the front page of your bulletin. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's open our hearts and minds to our worship. Stand, if you're able, for our call to worship, Psalm number 67, found on the front page also of your bulletin towards the bottom. Recite after me, please. O God, be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. God has blessed us. Remain standing, please, for our hymn of praise, number 577, God of Grace and God of Glory.
Thank you.
Typically, right now, we would do our children's message, and we will do our children's message today. But because this is Memorial Day service, we're going to do a little something different. Today, we observe Memorial Day. Memorial Day is observed the last Monday in May, or the previous Sunday. This day honors the war dead of the United States. It was first celebrated in 1866 in Waterloo, New York. Many observe this day by decorating graves, especially of persons who died in war. Today, we will honor them with a prayer and a response. When I lift up my hand, please respond with, "We lift up thankful hearts." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Almighty God, before whom stands the living and the dead, we, your children, whose mortal life is but a hand's breadth, give thanks to you for all those from whom you have blessed, whose lives have empowered us, whose influence is in a healing grace. We lift up thankful hearts. For the dear friends and family members whose faces we see no more, but whose love is with us forever. We lift up thankful hearts. For the teachers and the companions of our childhood and youth, and for the members of our household of faith who worship you now in heaven, we lift up thankful hearts. For those who sacrifice themselves, our brothers and sisters who have given their lives for the sake of others, we lift up thankful hearts. That we may hold them all in continual remembrance and ever think of them as you in that city whose gates are not shut by day and where there is no night. Lift up our thankful hearts. That we may now be dedicated to working for the world where labor is rewarded, fear dispelled, and the nations made one. O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Day by day we magnify you and worship your name forever and ever. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.
Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. And what holiday do we celebrate tomorrow? Memorial Day. I know for a lot of us that means hot dogs and hamburgers, cheeseburgers. There's no such thing as a hamburger at our house. Everybody gets cheese. Potato salad, baked beans. Good stuff. Potato chips, ice cream maybe. So what are you guys doing for Memorial Day? Anything particular? No? Picnic maybe? Go outside and play? Is it supposed to be nice tomorrow? Okay, some more rain today off and on, but nice tomorrow. Do you know what's Memorial Day really about? Memorial Day is the day that we remember all the people who died in service to our country. All the people that were in armed forces, the men and women soldiers who gave their lives to protect our freedoms, to keep our country together. Do you know when it got started? Do you know what war the Memorial Day got its start in? The Civil War, that's a long time ago. Yeah. But we remember all those men and women who have died for us because they died protecting our freedoms so that we have the right to come together as a church and to worship God, We have a right to live in our homes, to go shopping, to go to school, to hold elections. By the soldiers who fought to protect our country, we have a right to do those things. And now those soldiers died doing that for us. And so we owe them a great big thank you. And that's what Memorial Day is actually about. We've made it about tennis and badminton and croquet and beanbag toss and softball games and swimming and picnics, and we do all that stuff. Tomorrow we need to remember to take time out to remember those who gave their lives for us. We owe them that respect, okay? So, right now, let's have everybody bow their heads for 1 minute as we give them respect and pay honor to them and remember those who have given their lives. Ready? Let's go. Amen. Well, a minute seems like a long time, huh? And yet those men and women, they gave a lot more than just a minute of their time. They really did. So we can give that to them. So tomorrow when you go to celebrate, take a moment, say grace, thank God for your food, thank him for the men and women who have protected our country. And then thank God for the great sacrifice he made for us. He died for us on the cross so that we could have salvation and spend all eternity in heaven, okay? All right, now, one other thing here. A little tidbit of information. Over 41,892,128 men and women served in war. 1,190,085 died in war. 16,962,000 were wounded. And there are 23,234,000 living veterans today. All those deaths don't take into account the number of servicemen and women who die after coming home due to PTSD. Right now, the average is about 22 veterans a day commit suicide. It's because their brains don't work. What they've seen, they can no longer process the horror of war, and they can't live with that grief. They too are casualties. We owe a deep debt of gratitude to all these folks. So let me ask everybody, if you had a family member die in the service, please stand. If you had a friend die in the service, please stand. Are the family and friends of our fallen soldiers, whether they died overseas or in country, no matter when they died, they too have paid a sacrifice. So, Lord, we pray that you would bless the family and friends of our fallen soldiers and bring them peace and comfort and healing. And, Lord, bless us all with a heart of gratitude, of thanksgiving. Bless our celebrations, God, that even as you strengthen our family bond, you would also make us aware of why we are celebrating. Help us to celebrate it right. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's huddle up, guys. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifices of those men and women. Thank you especially for the sacrifice that you made for us. Come, Lord Jesus, into our hearts right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay.
And I'm going to share with you this morning was written in part by Orrin Hatch. You may remember that name. He served 42 years as a U.S. senator from the state of Utah. And he wrote this song for an Arlington cemetery memorial. If any of you have been there and seen those white headstones, it's a breathtaking and humbling thing. Most of you have probably seen pictures of it, if not in person. And the reason those stones are there are, of course, because of the death of the soldiers. And on foreign soil, just in the lifetime and the centuries that we can remember in this room, 2,216 have been killed in Afghanistan. 4,497 died in Iraq. My war, for my generation, Vietnam, 58,209. In Korea, it was 54,246. World War II, which didn't come to our shores but for Hawaii, 405,399 men and women gave their lives to keep it off our shores. And World War I, 116,516. That's a total of over 641,000 people. And it doesn't even include the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, and skirmishes in the Philippines and so on. That's a lot of people who gave a lot for us to be here this morning. So I will sing Orrin Hatch's song to honor them. Blades of grass and pure white stones shelter those who've come and gone. Just below the emerald sod are those who've reached the arms of God. Buried there with dignity, of grass and pure white stones cover those who left their homes to rest in fields there side by side, lest we forget their sacrifice. Buried there with dignity, just below the emerald sod are those who've reached the arms of God. Buried there with dignity, endless rows for all to see, freedom seen. Stop!
Thanks, Deb. That was just beautiful. Today, our Word of God comes from the New Testament, the Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10 and 22, and chapter 2, verse 5, from the New International Version. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Verse 22, I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. From chapter 2, verse 5, consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Now I invite the ushers to come forward, please, for our presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Well, Lord, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, today in particular, this Memorial Day weekend, we think about the sacrifices made for us. We think about the sacrifice, most of all, that you made for us. And so, Lord, these tithes and these offerings, they are a small sacrifice on our part to give to you, to support the ministry of Jesus Christ through this church. We give unto you these sacrifices, God, to show to you, to the world, to ourselves, that all that we have and all that we are belongs to you anyways. And so we ask that you would bless and multiply these offerings. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Borden, please be seated.
Well, we had a nice wedding here. Diane's daughter, Heather, married Sean McLeod, and their DS came down, Reverend Dr. Call, and performed a ceremony. And then Robin and Missy and Bobby and Ron and Michael put on a wonderful catering job. Did a great job for them. A nice, wonderful reception. The decorations and everything were really nice. So Fritz and Diane have some well-deserved time off. And so we thank God for Paul, who's filling in, doing a remarkable job, and it's very good. Yes, thank you. Another blessing, Bonnie and I went to Pirate game yesterday, and, you know, a two-hour delay right when the game was going to start, and then it didn't start till 9, and after a rainstorm, and then they played a lousy game, and we didn't get home till wee hours of the morning. But time with family, you know, her brother and sister were there, a niece and a brother-in-law, and the six of us just had a good time together. It's joy. And Pittsburgh, it's easy to get into and get out of after you've done it enough times. So it's a joy. And the nap I'm going to take this afternoon is another joy. So anybody else have a joy? Dawn. Okay, good. Good. Other joys. Oh, graduation, yes. End of summer, beginning of summer, the graduation. Katie graduates Friday, so excited about that. Then off to Seton Hill, though, in the fall. Community dinner should be a lot of fun this Friday. If you can drop off desserts at any time, be greatly appreciated. You can drop them off here at the church. I'll keep them in my office, make sure they're okay. But please come on out and support the community dinner. Bring your friends and family. The goal, the purpose of the community dinner is family. We want to strengthen the family we have. We want to grow the family we have by reaching out into the community. That community dinner is for everybody. Everybody. So come on out and have some fun from 6 to 7. If you want to come out and help, be there earlier. What's that? Yeah. Other joys. Indoor plumbing. Anybody else have a joy? Sunshine. If you're thankful, it's for the usual, the roof over your heads, clothes that you wear, food that you eat. If you're thankful for having an abundance, food to choose from, clothes to choose. Though why some of you chose the clothes you did, I have no idea. But to have choices, the country in which we live, this church family that we can call our own. There are so many blessings. If you're thankful for the deodorant and the cologne and perfume the person sitting next to you is wearing, if you're not, then move. But if you're thankful for all that, raise your hand, shake it around, and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What concerns? I have a bunch of concerns here today. I'm going to fly through these. If one of them hits your heart, hold on to it and pray about it as long as you can. We want to pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We want to pray for FUMC, our church. Pray for USA. Pray for the families of fallen soldiers. Pray for those who are battling addiction and all the lives they touch. Men and women and their families in the military. Pray for Cheryl Hildebold having a procedure done. Pray for David in Virginia, Noreen, Bonnie, Caleb, for Matt and family, for the names on the back of our bulletin, for our first responders. Pray for Pastor Ron and Robin. Pray for our youth group, for youth everywhere. Pray for victims of foul weather. Let's not forget them. Pray for Melinda and David. Pray for the mission trip. Pray for the families of our church. Pray for marriages, that God would be at the center of those marriages, all marriages. Pray for the United Methodist denomination as we continue on in our turmoil. Who else do we want to pray for? Okay, for a baby with Down syndrome. Relay for Life. Pray for Relay for Life. Donna. Patrick. Bill. What was his first name? Dave. Okay, one more. Got a call, a text message, actually last night while we were at the game. I didn't see it till late, from Alice Hubert. But Bob was rushed to the hospital yesterday morning, Forbes Regional. They're doing a biopsy on Tuesday for pancreatic and liver cancer. I need somebody to come down and stand in for Bob. And then I need my prayer warriors to come down and lay hands on him. So who will stand in for Bob? Well, we already, that's quick. Come on down, Dawn. Okay. Prayer warriors gather around Dawn as I anoint her for Bob. We are a church who believes in the power of prayer. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We believe that we can change the course of events by faith, because that's what Jesus did. And Jesus said that the things that I have done, you will do an even greater things. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And by coming down and by praying or praying from right where you're at, that's our step of faith. We believe in the power of prayer to change the outcome of things, because with God, all things are possible. So, Dawn, I anoint you, but I am anointing Bob in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And right now, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up Bob into the light and love of your presence. And we're praying, God, that you would intercede on his behalf, that you would do a mighty work in Bob's life. And Lord, wrap your arms around him, whisper in his ear that you love him, fill him with a peace that passes all understanding, restore his health unto him. regardless of what anybody says. Lord, we plead that blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, over Bob, from the top of his head to the tips of his toes to the ends of his fingers, inside and out, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that you form a hedge of protection around about Bob and Alice. Bless and anoint the doctors, nurses, technicians, and all the treatments used, and restore Bob's health unto him. Extend the longevity of his life. Lord, he has favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in Bob than he that is in this world. And the chastisement of his peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes he is healed. And so, God, we're asking it, joining our faith one unto the other, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal Bob. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. You hear the word cancer and you want to give up. You want to go, oh, it's over. You hear that somebody has a broken marriage and you want to say, oh, it's over. You hear that somebody's made a bad decision, whatever that means. You hear that somebody's addicted to drugs. Somebody's house has gone up in flames. Somebody's lost their job. Somebody's lost their way, and you say, oh, it's over, because that's what the world says. We don't. Instead, we get mad, and we just rebuke the evil in this world in the name of Jesus Christ, and we take authority over it in the name of Jesus, and we claim health and wholeness, and we speak scriptures to whatever the problem is, because that word is living and alive, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that word. And we don't quit speaking it, no matter what circumstances look like, even if it takes years. Because I'll tell you, if you've got a little gray-haired old lady praying for you, you might as well give up. I know, been there, done that. I've seen the power of prayer. I'm sure you have too. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the sacrifices of others. But we are here, and we're not going to waste our opportunity. We're going to add our faith one unto the other, God, as we praise you and thank you for all our blessings, and as we lift up all our concerns unto you today. God, you know the details of every situation of every person. And we're praying that you do a mighty work here, that you set free and deliver and heal and strengthen and fill with peace and joy whoever needs it, those that we have made known to you today. Because we believe that you're greater than any problem that we have. We believe that with you, God, all things are possible, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise, for you alone are worthy. For this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.